Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, and in our metaphysical search, because astrology is the language that laces them all together. We can see these beautiful symbols unfold practically, interpersonally, and spiritually. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm calling in tonight from Ronan, Montana, in the western part of Montana, where it's quite cold out here tonight. It's about 10 degrees, and it's expected to go down. We're better than other parts of the Midwest at the moment, but it is darn cold. And I hope to be joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley at some point tonight. So we're heading into the Aquarian new moon on Thursday. At the moment, the Sun, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, and are all in Aquarius, and they will be joined by the new moon on Thursday. Now, I've seen out there somewhere where somebody said we have seven planets in Aquarius, and it's the first time since the Middle Ages, and that's not true. But we do have six planets on Thursday. And I'm joined by Mark. Mark Woltz, are you there?
Hello, Heather. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Yeah, it's a very exciting lineup. The moon moves through Aquarius and touches all of them. And the last aspect is the new moon touching the sun.
And that will be exciting in the next couple of days. And I think it's interesting that all of our eyes, and while Mercury is very retrograde, all of our eyes are drawn to, in this country, the impeachment trial this week, where the collective process of America's politics and legal system is being really tested and examined and both believed in and doubted all the way around.
Yeah.
And it feels like that's such an important piece. And because Mercury's retrograde, we're looking back to the past to understand what happened in a new way. How are you seeing this lineup of Aquarian planets affecting the people around you? Your voice is getting faint. I think it's just a speaker.
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
There's a bigger effort to understand things and not simply react by feeling.
Yeah. To try to understand it, to take it a little deeper.
Yeah. And really try to work out what seems.
You disappeared again.
Oh,
well, there you are. Trying to work out. I've noticed that with Venus conjunct Jupiter, and Venus is going to conjunct Jupiter on Friday, and just in time for Valentine's Day weekend. And, you know, Valentine's weekend is always a little odd for most people, the feeling that we have to live up to some ideal of love. That's very Aquarian. And that, you know, it's more about how do we move into a meta-meditation, how do we make our hearts centered and loving. But with Venus-Jupiter conjunction, I've noticed it has both. It can be romantic, it can be lots of love, we forgive people, good things happen on one side. And on another side, especially as Mars is going to be sextiling Neptune at the same time, a chance to forgive. And forgive, that doesn't mean enable or not hold people accountable, but to forgive. And
yeah, I like
that,
looking at it. That's a good way to look at it, Heather. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, you know, tough love is sometimes the most loving thing we can do for our kids, and it's also the most loving thing we can do for our politicians.
Yeah.
And but with everybody that, you know, with that Venus Jupiter conjunction, once in a while that combination brings out violence against women, because of the people that are longing for more Venus in their lives and don't feel like they have access to it. So I'm just, you know, going to keep an eye on that and see if they're, hopefully we can avoid that this time. And it won't be a matter of, you know, because it's so theoretical, it's so Aquarian, that it may not be so directly felt that way.
Yeah, there can be it can be too easy to perceive the break between what is ideal and what I have.
Yeah, exactly.
And we need to stay oriented, being able to do both at once.
Mm-hmm. That's well put, Mark. I noticed that on, I believe it's Friday, we have the, it's Wednesday actually, Mercury squares Mars, and this planetary lineup in Aquarius. And so you're going to hear some harsh words before we get to that nice Venus-Jupiter, you know, lovey-dovey combination. You're going to hear some harsh words this week as Mercury squares Mars and holding people accountable and, you know, just feeling a little irritable sometimes for people, or people making strong surgical decisions where they decide to cut something out of their life that's been in there or bring something into their life which has been cut out, to really work with what that Mercury-Mars conjunction can bring. But on a simple way, watch out for accidents, particularly accidents that affect your ankles. That Aquarius rules ankles. That lineup with Mercury square Mars says just be careful where you walk in all of this ice, and, you know, consider walking with a walking stick and keep yourself stable. And because sometimes astrology, we can be metaphorical about it and metaphysical about it, but it gets concrete. So that is one aspect that I'm keeping my eye on. The following week, and we'll be feeling it coming closer, next week, Saturn squares Uranus for the first of three times this year. And Saturn square Uranus can be quite literally earthquakes.
Yeah.
And I think of the dam that fell, and this week we've had more people have died in avalanches, 14 people, than in any other year in America. And that's the shifting plates underneath us, the shifting ground. Now, that metaphorically, we are seeing the ground shift from one administration to another. We may feel that I'm hearing so many people are changing their jobs or doing work on the foundations of their home, which are all Saturn square Uranus. We can make changes for the good. They don't have to be for the bad. But to notice where the shifts are coming this week around you and how to work with them, with love, with creativity, with imagination, that we can put them in a good direction. Have you seen that been stirring up under people, that their foundation, something fundamental or foundational in their life, is up for change?
Yes, I see people accepting the change.
Mm-hmm.
And welcoming it and saying, oh, let me be part of this rather than resist it. And
that's wonderful.
That's a good approach.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And while Mercury is retrograde in this lineup, we also look for things that have been lost that are coming back. Items that went.
A good week for treasure hunting.
Yep. Underneath your own couch, you know. It may be treasure hunting. In the pillows of your bed, you might find that missing earring or some other piece like that. My daughter and son-in-law were both contacted by former bosses trying to recruit them this week, which was really interesting. That people from the past come out and help.
Yeah.
Mercury's retrograde. I'm having trouble just talking and breathing tonight. And but that's been an interesting process. I had a friend who was murdered back in the 70s, and no one's ever heard anything about what happened. And this week, we've gotten some leads on people who might be able to tell us what happened and how they found out. So it's an interesting, that was sort of a surprise return from the past. You know,
wow,
I start asking questions again, and I've always hit black walls, couldn't find any information, and now I've got a lead on how to get some information about it. So that was kind of exciting.
That's
very
a real Mercury retrograde treasure trove.
That's a real Mercury retrograde story. And it is interesting to have that coming through. She was one of my other Aries, Moon, and Scorpio friends. I think they're such interesting people, don't you, Mark?
Yeah.
Wow. He was just one that, you know, we say about Aries, Moon, and Scorpio, if they make it through their adolescence, they're home free.
All
but
right.
That can be a big if.
Yeah.
That can be a big if.
They have those nine lines of the cat.
Right. And that is hopeful. So, do you have anything else that you'd like to say about this lineup of planets before I want to talk a little bit more about Valentine's Day, but does you have anything else that you want to say about this week before we start taking callers?
I do a touchdown. What to look for. And the Aquarian energy is really going to be strong.
Yep.
And so don't resist it. But look at what you can change.
And I think with that, on Friday, the moon is in Pisces on Friday and Saturday. And that'll be and Mercury conjuncts Venus. If you want to celebrate Valentine's Day, that might be a good time to do it. It's also an important time to reach out to people that you know that are not in relationship, that are feeling a little lonely, and to remind them, you know, the real, I always think of Aquarius Valentine's, that reminds me of in school when we gave out little Valentine's to everybody we knew and loved, everybody in our classroom, whether we liked them or not. And, you know, the best Valentine I ever had was the year we did a program called Valentine for Bosnia. We did, on Valentine's Day, a big fundraiser, a big ritual for the women in Bosnia at a very tough year, the tough year when everything was going south there, and a fundraiser for the women's help organizations over there. And, you know, everybody joined, and we all worked together on this, and it was a collective, here, let us share compassion. That was a beautiful Valentine's. That's very Aquarian. So this time with the Pisces moon, if you can reach out to people that you know are not in relationship with just, you know, love and appreciation, let them know that the network of love is still very much there. If you can do a metta meditation, really drop into your heart and love the people that are easy to love, love your animals, then love people that you know, the starving children in third world countries, and then love people that are a little bit more challenging to love until you can really just share your heart out to all sentient beings and then come back and love yourself. And let that be a way of, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a way to practice that, the beauty
it's
of
inclusive.
That.
Mm-hmm. Inclusive Valentine's.
Right. And that's lovely.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day itself, the moon goes into Aries on the 14th and gets a little feisty. Mercury's conjunct Jupiter. And, you know, if people aren't careful, it's the kind of thing where you go like, hey, you didn't, you know, take care of me on Valentine's Day, so I'm going to tell you what I think of you and blow up a relationship. Don't do it. Just love people through it. Speak up. Be honest, but, you know, keep the expectations low and reasonable at this crazy year. And don't let that Aries moon help you do something spontaneous and wonderful and something that you're passionate about, but take the pressure off the relationships themselves. And so, and now let's take a caller.
Okay.
We're going to say, Mark?
I was going to say,
do you have one more comment?
Don't let your expectations trip you up. Meaning, actually, your expectations of your partner. You can have expectations of yourself, but be careful of the ones about your partner.
Yes. And since it is such a heart-centered time or Venus-centered time, if, you know, if you're the cure for pain in a one form of a planet is always the other expressions of that planet. So when your heart is feeling scalded or if it feels unsatisfied in this Venusian time, to do other Venusian things like pull out all the art supplies, dance your feelings out, dance all night, form an act of compassion, a radical act of compassion, go pet puppies down at the pound. You know, use that heart in a different way and use that Venus in a positive way. And let's try this one. Hello. Area code 203, Connecticut. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. My birthday information is October 26th, 1955. At 4:59 a.m. in New Haven, Connecticut. And I was just wondering if you might be able to give me any information regarding me getting a better balance for my own well-being coming up. I also have a CAT scan type thing set up for the 22nd of February, and I was just wondering if that's worth it to do that or anything you could give me along those lines, health-wise and whatever. So I'd appreciate
Mercury retrograde will just be passed then, so it's a good time to find out information on the day that they're doing the CAT scan. And you were born with your Scorpio moon in Aquarius with a Libra rising and Mars just about to come up and a Mars Mercury conjunction in Libra in the first house. And I see that your progressed moon, your natal moon, is at 29 degrees of Aquarius. You know, a few more hours and you would have been a Pisces moon.
Okay.
And right now the progressed moon is in Cancer, and it has been for the last couple of years up in your 10th house. It looks like you've both been busy professionally or busy, you know, doing some, working on some body of work, and at the same time going through your own personal journey for the last couple of years.
Right.
Because your progressed sun is right down at the bottom of the chart. Are you planning on moving or making a major change in the next few months?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't have big plans for that, but I'm sort of being asked between my two sons, which coast I want to live on going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm in California, though I'm from obviously Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
But there, you know, it's kind of like my husband has been ill for a long time and he's on hospice and all that now and just not sure how things are going to go. And so a lot of big questions like that are coming up with them and them wanting me to make a decision.
Well, it's not time for you to make a decision. They shouldn't ask you to make a decision until you've seen things through with your husband, you know?
Right.
Is your husband in Connecticut or your husband in California?
No, he's in California as well. And he's in
because
California.
Because your progressed moon conjuncts, your progressed moon leaves Cancer, where you have been really caretaking everybody else for a couple of years.
Right.
And it's going to enter Leo in a few weeks and conjuncts Uranus. So that may feel like I'm ready to make a change. And Pluto has been on your Mercury on and off all last year. So with your husband on hospice, it looks like there were a couple of close calls last year.
Lots of them, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you were, you know, very aware of being near, you know, the crypt door was open, as we say. You know,
right.
That you were very near that edge of, and walking with him towards the edge. It looks like you've
right.
just begun to let him go on his own path.
I'm
and
trying.
Be able to
yeah.
say, you know, I love you and I am alive. And
right.
I can wish you well, but I can't walk with you over there.
Right.
Does that make
right.
sense?
It does, totally, yep. It does. And
not
I guess
easy.
That's
mm-hmm.
yeah, and it's you're torn between, you know, the normal feelings of doing that. But also it's like mm-hmm. I'm so exhausted. I know I just can't keep doing things the way I've been doing them. So things have to change.
Exactly.
I'm trying to change them to have some sense of my own life is still, you know.
Right. And I want you to really, like, the more you mm-hmm. lean over that into life and death, the more you need to be fully alive. And you have to do that, which mm-hmm. brings you back alive. Now, the West
right.
Coast, I'm looking at your astrocartography map, and the West Coast is kind of the best and worst of, and are you L.A. or south, or are you north?
It's Orange County. It's south of L.A.
Okay, right.
So,
and
that's one, it's like, you know, here or there. I mean, I'm used to New England more, and just a different
mm-hmm.
energy here, which I didn't really
yeah,
realize
it
until
is.
We came here. Yeah, hugely.
it's very, yeah. you know, you've got some, at the same time, there's not that much going on for you in New England. It asks you to, if
right.
you go back there, you'd be sort of stepping into your independence, especially the farther north and the farther west, it's the farther east you go, the more independent you have to be, but it gets you closer to your Mars on the ascendant. Out on the West Coast, it's Pluto on the ascendant, Jupiter on the ascendant, Saturn on the icy, and Venus on the icy. I would say it might be a little bit more comfortable for you in Oregon or Seattle or Northern California than it is in the Southern California, but it will feel very
uh-huh.
different after this time. I would just say you. I would ask you not to make any decisions for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
take good care of yourself while you're making those
mm-hmm.
Before you make those decisions, because you're really
okay.
entering a new phase in your life.
You have
Mark,
very,
do you have any comments?
Historically, you have a strong ability to witness what's going on with other people. You're very much aware and sensitive to the other people. And then you have periods of time like now where you're more keenly aware of how it affects you. And you need to balance the two of those. And
that's the struggle, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think being quiet and not having to make decisions will help you to do that. It's a way to process. Because
mm-hmm.
you're processing for others at the same time as for yourself.
Right, right. That makes sense.
And you can't save your husband, but you can accompany with him in this process. You just need
mm-hmm.
a lot of help to do this. But he's going
right.
to, you know, one of the hardest things in the world is watching someone we love hurt. And
right.
the pain that
right.
is used to help us pry away from life. And it's really hard. Saturn
yeah.
is coming up to conjunct your progressed Venus. So love just feels like hard work at the moment. But it's like you're finishing up a karmic process with your husband. You must take really good care of yourself in this process. And you're just going to see it through and start a new chapter. And I don't think
yeah.
it's the harder it is at home, the more important it is for you to have time out so you can take a deep breath.
Right. That's very true.
Good. And you have to see you through this. You have a lot of independence, and it's just time to exercise it.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I just didn't know if there's anything that you could direct me to, like health related wise for myself with that, because I've gotten somewhat better than I was some time ago, but it's still a struggle right now for me. And, you know, they're
trying to test these different things.
Well,
what's the part of your body that's having trouble?
I had a back injury. I injured my back and my hip after having had a bad infection-like kind of thing for a while and had been on antibiotics for too long and all that. And I know I spoke with you guys one time, I don't know, many months ago, and you had thought that it was something like systemic or whatever. And once I kind of got that piece figured out, it's also been like I've had swelling in my, basically in my body. I've lost weight, which I didn't need to lose. I'm down to like 92 pounds or something now, and I'm 5'7", even though I'm trying hard to gain weight. But it's like my whole nervous system is off. I know.
Again, when you have a reason to be happy to be alive, it will start to come back to you. I get the feeling that that the heaviness and the weight of this all, you have been feeling unsupported. That's quite literally with the back problems.
Right.
And unsupported by your own back in the process.
Right.
And
right.
When you're caretaking a sick person, there's a lot of leaning over that has to happen.
Right.
And I think that's a lot of your back is just way, the nerves are all strained on it. You know,
right.
And Saturn will be coming up to square your lineup of planets it's just working. I would say if we can get you back in with a physical therapist and do what helps you feel better. That's where massage and touch and things that smell wonderful and feeding your senses some other ways. It's like inviting your body to stay well, to stay here, to stay with us. Because you're so psychically sensitive.
Right.
And I think you're so psychically sensitive that you've been walking with him a little too far over the edge.
That's what it feels
like. And that's what I'm seeing is more than anything else that you're going through. Mark, do you have any comments? And you who deal with wounds, do you have any thoughts there?
It could really help you as an exercise to write down what you truly believe and how what you truly believe supports you. So just make a list. What are the things you know to be true for you? And how do they support you?
Yeah.
And at the same time, make a list of what you most appreciate.
Grateful for,
So we're run out of time. We're going to have to say goodbye to you on this. No, it's wonderful. Take good care of you. You're worth it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really...
And for everybody else out there, feel our love coming at you. Let your heart shine out this weekend on Valentine's Day. And take good care of yourself. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And Mark, any last comments?
Mark Waltz saying good evening from New York. Enjoy the whole moon in Aquarius, new moon, and the Valentine's Day coming up. Let it bring joy to your heart.
Yes. Wonderful. And we look forward to seeing you all next week, or speaking with you all next week.
Good.
Take care. Bye.
Bye now.